All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Your daily dose of wisdom, wit, and motivation, yours truly, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy thing we call life. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's crucial in our fast-paced world, embracing the present moment. Ever feel like your mind is a pinball machine, bouncing between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's worries? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be enjoying a delicious meal, but you're already scrolling through emails or planning next week's schedule. We get caught up in the what-ifs and the should-haves, missing out on the richness of right now. But here's the thing, my friends. Life happens in this moment. This present, fleeting slice of time is all we truly have. And guess what? That's pretty amazing when you think about it. So how do we actually learn to be present? How do we quiet that mental chatter and truly experience the beauty of now? Well, get ready because today I'm spilling the beans on some powerful mindfulness techniques that will help you reduce stress and become a master of your own inner world. 5 key takeaways. First up, let's talk about deep breathing. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking a few slow, deliberate breaths can work wonders for calming your nervous system. Imagine this. You're feeling stressed about a deadline, your heart is racing, thoughts are swirling, take a deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and exhale slowly. Repeat that a few times. Suddenly, you feel calmer, centered, grounded. Next up, mindful walking. This isn't just strolling, it's about paying attention to every step, the sensation of your feet on the ground, the movement of your body, and your surroundings. Notice the breeze on your skin, the chirping of birds, the scent of flowers. It sounds cliche, but engaging all your senses can bring you back to the present moment in a big way. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have big and small can seriously boost our well-being. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. Your health, loved ones, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset. Now let's talk about digital detox. We live in a world of constant notifications, emails, and social media updates. It's a major distraction from the present moment. Setting aside time each day to unplug, put away your phone, step away from the computer can be incredibly liberating. Use that time for something you truly enjoy reading, spending time with loved ones, taking a walk in nature. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when your mind races, when distractions pull you away. That's okay. Just gently acknowledge it and bring your attention back to the present moment. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. Let me tell you a story about this whole mindfulness thing. Remember that time I was prepping for a big presentation? I was so nervous, my mind was racing like a Formula One car. Thoughts were swirling. What if I forget what to say? What if they think I'm boring? You know the drill. Then, I took a deep breath, focused on the feeling of my feet on the ground, and reminded myself that this is just one moment in time. It wasn't about being perfect, it was about sharing my ideas and connecting with the audience. That shift in mindset made all the difference. So there you have it, first 5 key takeaways to help you embrace the present moment and reduce stress. Remember, mindfulness isn't some mystical superpower, it's a skill you can develop through practice. It's about bringing awareness to your thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judgment. Take those deep breaths, savor those moments, and don't let the what-ifs steal your joy. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself one present moment at a time. And if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little mindful boost. Join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay present, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.